his wings as eagles. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings, God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagle's wings. Still lies before me, and the wind is blowing strong. When the witnesses surround me, and my strength is almost gone. When the valley plunges deeper, and life shatters all my dreams, then I lift my voice to Jesus, and he gives my spirit wings. God gives wings as eagles. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagle's wings. Let us run the race with patience. Let us lay each weight aside. Looking only unto Jesus, he will be our faithful guide. He has run the race before us. He has won the victor's crown. And he calls to every Christian, follow me to higher ground. God gives wings, God gives wings as eagles. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings, God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagles. I mount up on eagles.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor.
What a privilege to come into God's presence, just to linger with the one who set me free. As I lift my eyes and see his awesome glory, I remember who he is and bow the knee.
Bow the knee, he is King of all the ages, bow the knee. God of all on his throne, see him high and lifted up and bow the knee.
Kneel before him, all adore him, as you live to love him more. bow the knee. In his hands he holds the power of creation. With his voice he spoke, and all things came to be. Yet he hears each simple prayer I bring before him. When I humbly seek his face and bow the knee. As you live to love him more, bow the knee, bow the knee, bow the knee. He is King of all the ages, bow the knee. As you live to love him more, bow the knee, bow the knee, bow the knee.
Let's see if you can hear me now. Let me know if you guys can hear me now. My goodness, talk about frustrating. Wow. Talk about the patience of the saints here. I was going to try to post a link out to everybody, but I don't know what's going on with this thing. Ay, 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 it's driving me nuts. So whatever, I'm just not going to worry about it. Whoever gets on here will get on here, and if you hear it, you'll hear it, and that'll be fine. That's about all I can do today here. I'm an hour late here because of the way this goofy thing has been operating today for some reason. But anyway, I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm sure people will find the title here. That'll be interesting. All right, hang on. Oh boy. This will give you something to listen to. I don't know anybody can think this is real. He's the guy dressed. Look at this. Everybody else is dressed in black and dark colors, and here's this guy, and he's dressed in all white. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Our God is great. Our God is mighty. Yeah. You. Come on, sopranos. I want you to testify. Let me hear you.
Okay, now I want you to notice something here. Are you noticing the mantra over and over again, working the crowd up, and the absolute mantra of everything, just like making people go to jump harder? I mean, it's just like a rock concert. That's all it is. It's worse than a rock concert. It's worse. It's worse than that. And if you don't think this mind-controlled slave here is absolutely like he didn't wear that white on purpose, right? Here's this guy that called himself, right, Jesus. Remember? This is him. Is the sixth studio album of the American rapper producer Kanye West. It was released June 18th. You can't make it up. Would you look at it? Look at it. June 18th, 666. Do you see that? 2013, on the sixth month. On the sixth month, the 18th day of the month. 2013. Right?
Come on, if you know we serve a great God, come on, give up.
How do you serve him? I'd like to know how you serve him. How do you serve him? By jumping up and down and screaming the same thing over and over again? How exactly do you serve him?
Great crowd of great praise.
Okay, so you see this, they keep doing this over and over again. Now, this is the Church of the Antichrist forming right now. This is what you see, and this is where things are headed, and this is where the deception is headed. So if there are nominal people that are nominal believers, or they are new believers, or they are very immature believers, I don't care if Kanye, well, he doesn't need any money. He's a millionaire. He's a billionaire, actually. He doesn't need any money. I don't care if he took money or not. He's still a stinking devil. He calls himself Jesus to mock the name of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you another thing here that really makes me wonder what's wrong with people. How do you not see the fact that what's this guy ever repented of? What has he ever turned from and put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for? It's not. It's a big show and a big game. And why is he qualified to get up and minister to people after he blasphemes the name of the Holy Ghost or the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, after he blasphemes God, after he blasphemes the Son of God, after he makes all his billions of dollars off of everything, and then stands up and then everybody thinks this guy's qualified to say something about God? He ought to shut up and sit in the corner if he was actually real. Oh, I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I actually think it's a move of Satan. I want to show you something here.
I want to talk about Kanye's Sunday service, because he created a church service with music that's turned into these really big weekly events. And we had David Letterman on the show, and I asked him about it, and he raved about it, actually.
He came at a really early stage when it was...
Well, that's really good, because if David Letterman raves about it, then you got to know that that's biblical Christianity right there. I mean, there's no way around that, because we know that David Letterman is the epitome of Christianity. He is the epistle that is written about Christianity. Think about this for a second. And I want this just to be out there. If all the Christians, the born-again believers, know this, great. I'm glad you know this is a farce. Okay? I'm glad you know it's a farce. But I want people to be out there. I want people to see this. By the way, I'm going to show you what Kim Kardashian is into in the book that she does. And I want you to see the Antichrist connection in all this. That this is how the deception is going to come. It isn't going to come. The Antichrist deception is not going to come in the way that you think it, that many people think it's going to come. A denial of Christ altogether. No, it is false Christs that arise, speaking perverse things to draw men away after them. That's who it's going to be. It's not going to be like what you think. It's not going to be someone walking around with a backward and upside down cross on their forehead saying, I am Antichrist, follow me. That's not the way that it's going to be. Remember, he's going to say, I am Christ, or Christ is there. That's how that's going to happen. And if you don't understand that, the deception is really what's going to get people. It's going to be such a strong delusion that these people are going to be fooled. So all these churchgoers that didn't get born again by the Spirit of God, that visit church on Easter and on Christmas, and they give their offering and they do all these other things, these people are going to be the ones that follow this mess.
Yeah. It's just inside of a rehearsal studio. Yeah, Kanye started this, I think, just to heal himself and made it. It was a really personal thing, and it was just friends and family. And he has had an amazing evolution of being.
So Kanye started this to heal himself. Really? So it's like she's the like satanic handler of this guy. She goes out there and she's like the witch handler. She goes out there and she explains Kanye. She explains his religion, right? Listen, Mikado 16, you be slow to judge. I see the evidence, and I have a Bible. Remember, I'm not the guy going like this, jumping up and down with no scriptural understanding, and running around doing that, acting like a gangster. Called myself Jesus, made billions of dollars, and now I'm gonna tank the Christian world. It's a joke. And you're friends with Donald Trump, who's friends with Paula White, who Paula White's, that's her pastor, who preaches a false gospel. I'm sorry, but dude, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? So you should be like other people, and you should shut up when you don't know what you're talking about. And maybe you should listen and learn. I'm so sick and tired of people that are fools coming up on here and saying things like that that don't know what they're talking about. They have no clue what the Bible says. They haven't studied the Word of God for 17 years. They haven't given their life to the ministry. They haven't taken a Bible, a King James Bible, and preached the Word of God to people for years. They haven't suffered for Christ's sake, yet every goofball can come out and they can do this, and everybody is ready to flock to them. You know what Paul said? I'm going to show you what he said. Right after this, I want you to hear the rest of this, and then I'm going to show you what Paul
being
said.
Being born again and being saved by Christ, and he has now...
Oh, they got the lingual down. Born again, saved by Christ.
Now made it. You know, people always ask, well, what are you worshiping, and what is this? It is a Christian service, like a musical ministry. It is, you know, they talk about Jesus and God and...
Is there a minister there?
Sometimes. So if okay. He goes to a different church where he has...
I think it's funny that she's dressed like a stinking snake. Does anybody think it's funny that her outfit looks like a black snake? It's too much. It's like too obvious.
They've shown up and done these surprise little pop-up Sunday services at other churches. So whatever pastor speaks there. And sometimes at the one in Calabasas, he'll have friends that are pastors that are in town get up and speak. But for the most part, it's just a musical ministry. It doesn't, you know, he doesn't have his like 501c yet.
That would be 501c3. That's what that would be, 501c3. He doesn't have that yet, but he's working on it. Okay. I just want everybody to be careful not to get her too close to an open flame, because she has so much plastic in her, she may melt.
But, you know, to make it an official church, but it is for God, and it's a Christian church. I think that was, sometimes people are like, well, what is this? And what are they doing? But it started off healing for him, and now it's become something that he just really wants to share for everybody else.
Well, and that's what you do on your show. You share so much of your life. It's season 17 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay. Well, that's about enough of that, because I really... Oh, actually, no, it isn't. Excuse me. No, it isn't. We need to keep going with that. I forgot. Well, that we don't need to keep going with. Let me go.
And I've seen an amazing doctor that's really helped me through this, but it's been a struggle, and it's been a journey, and...
Scary.
But you're okay.
I'm okay. You know, there'll be issues. Things will come and go, but I'm... totally okay, and I feel good, and I'm just living in the now of feeling good now.
That's good.
Nice. I'm just living in the now. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. I'm just living in the now.
Kim, I had a question about Wyoming because that's where I spent my time, but we already covered that. So I hope this isn't an imprudent question for you, but I do watch your show.
Yeah.
And I was watching a few weeks ago, and Chloe was talking about how she still talks to her dad.
Yeah.
And I always ask people who have iconic fathers who have passed, how do you grieve when the entire world knows who your dad was and wants to be involved? Because it's been very challenging for me, and your dad is extremely famous, always will be.
Okay, now, I want you to listen to this. Because then we're going to go over there and show you what these guys are up to.
About your dad. You know what? We keep his spirit so alive in talking about him with our kids. I have pictures of him. I always talk to my kids about my dad and Kanye's mom, and always show them pictures. And we just continue to talk about him on his birthday. We celebrate it. We'll all go to dinner as a family at his favorite restaurant. I know one of my sisters, like, you know, struggles with meeting with mediums, and I know that it might. Like, some people agree with that, some people don't. I have had a...
What? Meeting with mediums? You mean like those that consult with familiar spirits? You mean like devils? You mean meeting with mediums, people that contact the dead? Or think they do and they contact devils? You mean those people? Well, Mikado 16, we all have a past, I guess, but we shouldn't all have the present.
An amazing experience, just feeling connected.
I'm feeling really connected with devils.
Read a book that I absolutely love called Embraced by the Light that my dad actually tried to give me in high school. And I was like, Dad, I'm not
reading. Whoa, what's that? Well, I'm going to show you what it is. Let's see what that is. This is the author of Embraced by the Light. Okay, I'll show you the book here. Let's see. What Happens When You Die by Betty J. Eddy. Oh, I don't know, Betty. I think I just need the Bible to know that. Because God's Word already says what happens when I die. Okay? Oh, and here's the audio version. If you really want devils in you, you can listen to that one. But hey, she says Jesus. She says Christian. Hey, she says all those things. And I'm telling you what, because she says those things, well, you just have to believe that she's a Christian. I don't know what's wrong with you people, but you just got to believe, like Mikado 16 does here. You just got to believe that, hey, what's wrong with you? You ignore all the evidence because they said Jesus. Judge not. Okay. Well, here's Embraced by the Light, and here's the lady she's talking about. Yeah, because see, I know that a Christian, a born-again Christian like Kanye, I absolutely know that that Kanye would be able to dwell with an absolute devil-possessed woman that is satanic to the core, that has devils flying in and out of her, that Kanye, if he was a Christian, he would most certainly be able to dwell with her, and it would be cool. And you could have all these worship services, and you as a brand new Christian could hold worship services and act like you're some kind of a minister out of nowhere, and you could just do that with a witch right with you, like married to a witch, married to a Satanist. Like, that would be like, yeah, well, duh. I don't know. I don't know sometimes. Okay, well, who is this lady? Betty Jean Eddy was born 1942. She's a prominent American author of several books on near-death experiences. So anytime somebody wants to get spooky and contact dead people because they don't know how to handle death and they can't handle it correctly, they try to contact those that are dead. And they end up contacting devils is what they end up doing. Okay? So she wrote this book, Betty did. And Betty Eady, who is part of a Native American, was born in Valentine, Nebraska and raised on Rosebud Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Betty's parents separated. She was placed in San Francis Indian School, one of the American Indian boarding schools at the time. Okay, so while she was there, she became a Catholic. Okay, well, this is already starting out bad. Then she converted to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, in which she says she was largely inactive until her near-death experience, after which she became active and served church callings in her ward in Seattle. Okay, so here we go. After her near-death experience, Betty began volunteering her time at a cancer research center, comforting dying patients and their families. So she's there preaching another false gospel to them, preaching them something different other than the Bible says. She then studied hypnotherapy, graduating at the top of her class, and later opened her own clinic. After Embraced was published, Betty gave up her hypnotherapy practice and began traveling. Yeah, you can't make this up, can you? I'm good. Mikado 16, I'm going to show you on this video right here that Kanye does do a little bit of preaching. So that's not true. What you're saying is not true. What you're saying, what you just said wasn't true. Because he does. Today, after more than 37 years of near-death studies, Betty Eady continues to collect and evaluate near-death accounts, as well as giving speeches and lectures. In her near-death account, Eddie reports many phenomena similar to other near-death accounts, such as going through a dark tunnel, seeing a bright light, and experience a life review, as well as other features unique to her story. So basically, she comes out of this. She traveled to terrestrial locations, right? Such as her home, merely by thinking about them, returned to her hospital, and then passed on through a dark tunnel-like medium in which she reported sensing other beings in transitory preparatory stages. I'm not upset. I'm not upset. I'm very passionate. I'm just as passionate as this guy going. I'm just as passionate as that guy. How come my passion doesn't get you... make you think of like his passion? Why is my passion bad? Why is my direction bad, but his is good when he's jumping up and down, saying the same thing over and over again, beating his drums and everything? Why is that passion okay, but this passion is not good? The passion for the truth is not good, right? But passion for that is okay. Exiting the tunnel, Eady approached an intense white light and met in heaven the embrace of Jesus Christ. During this encounter, she reported a strong sense of love and high-speed transfer of answers to her many questions. Processing a corporeal identity of an ethereal kind, she visited numerous places, persons, and phenomena. You know what she sounds like? She sounds like Ellen G. White. And there I saw good old Enoch up on Jupiter. And there was good old Enoch. And there I was. I found myself on Jupiter. Oh, and there I was. Oh, that's funny. Okay, anyway, in addition to discussing traditional Christian subjects such as prayer, creation, the Garden of Eden, Eady reported visiting a library of the mind. Oh, well, there's a library in your mind, and she just went and visited that. You know, probably got her library card, probably signed up, maybe, you know. checked out a few books while she was in the library of her mind, and all that can be found in the Bible, right? No. Here it becomes possible to know anything or anyone in history or the present in a minute. Why did anybody believe this lady? And it was a New York Times bestseller. While her account incorporated elements of traditional Christianity, it also met with a certain degree of resistance as well. She gravitated towards Latter-day Saints. She said that Jesus and God are two different people. Right? Now, we understand Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but what she means is that Jesus isn't God. She followed the Latter-day Saints, taking away from the deity of Christ. So, what did she do? Let's talk about that before we get back to Kanye mess here. What did she do? Well, she was another prophet. And she spoke something other than what the Bible said. Right? For the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Okay, so God gave them directions, and if it says here, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is a thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Well, if they speak not, the Bible talks about that. If they speak not to the prophets, the law or the prophets, what are we supposed to do? What does the Bible say to do? It says here that they're to speak to the law and the prophets. And if they speak not to the law and the prophets, then we're not to listen to them. We're not to follow them. If they speak against the word, what does the Bible say? It says to try the spirits. You mean just because Kanye says Jesus? Well, he called himself Jesus. So just because Kanye says Jesus and he says he worships God, that I'm not supposed to believe him? Or I should just believe him because he says that? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they're of God. Because many false prophets are gone out of the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, wherever you have heard that it should come. And even now, already is it in the world. Right? Well, we know that the false, we know, okay, so think about this. She's into necromancy. This Kanye West's wife is. She's contacting spirits. Right? We're going to get into more of this video here. Which Jesus? Which one? Which Jesus?
Can everybody just lift off our hands right where we are? You serve an excellent God. He's truly worthy of our praise. Come on, we know this all together. Come on, let's sing it all together, ATL. So glad to be here. Come on, let's sing it together. Hope. That's it. We serve an excellent God. Sing it to him. Nobody like the King of Kings. Come on, lift it up and sing it. My name. Come on, sing it again. Come on, all of Atlanta. Come on, all my cousins. Let's sing it together. Oh Lord. Come on, I hear you in the balcony. Come on, sing it. How excellent. He's perfect in all of his ways. Hallelujah. Our provider, Jehovah. Come on, all over the building. How? Come on, is.
Okay, so here you have a man that set himself up to be an antichrist in the first place, okay? And this has been characterized, this video that he, or this album that he did years ago in 2013, you say, well, people can change. Well, sure they can, but there's repentance when they change. And there's clear repentance when they change. There's a change of mind that leads to a change of action with sorrow in the heart. Sorrow for sinning against a holy God. Sorrow for sin. Right? This has been characterized as West's most experimental and sonical abrasive work. It draws from an array of genres, including industrial, acid house, electro punk, and Chicago drill. It also continues West's unconventional use of samples as Blood on the Leaves, which contains a sample from, you know, some other strange fruit. The song Black Skinheads, another one. His style has always been Antichrist. It's always been Antichrist. And when you listen to the music, what you get out of the music is you get an understanding of what these people hold to. And if you call this a church service, if any of you out there go to a church like this and you, this is what you do and you call that a service, repeating the same things over and over again that have no substance to them is not praise. That's not praise.
Call his name. Jesus has set us free. soon coming King, our Redeemer. Call his name Jesus. Come on, serve and celebrate. Clap your hands for our excellent Lord. Come on, all of our cousins, come on.
Okay, so I want you to think about this here. Let me see here. Oops. I want to show you something here. Not that. Okay. So Kanye West, rapper turned designer Kanye West made a huge financial comeback. The star went from $53 million in personal debt to making $150 million a year. Kanye West's ninth studio album appears to be coming soon, the number nine. The 42-year-old rapper updated his official website to an image of a notepad with that what appears to be an album titled Jesus is King, as well as a track list. Now, what have we heard here recently? Snoop Dogg is another one, right? Snoop Dogg makes a gospel album. Why? Because we're in a religious time for many people. And people want to be religious and there's money in it. So they're going to make an album like that. The announcement follows months of West's Sunday service performances in which he has appeared with choirs on Sunday mornings to give his songs gospel makeovers. So he's actually taking his wicked songs. He's actually taking his wicked songs and he's twisting them and he's going to make them into like Christian songs. Why? So he can make more money and deceive the masses. The announcement follows that. In addition to the religious hinting titles of several of the tracks, God Is, Baptized, Wake the Dead, Sunday, and Sweet Jesus, among others, the photo on West's website also shows the Bible open to the book of Psalms and a yellow notepad written with additional religious phrases, including breastplate of right, another Bible reference. Coincidentally, West and Kardashian chose the name Psalm for their new infant son, their fourth child together, with whom they welcomed in May via a surrogate. West's wife, Kim Kardashian, previously shared the same image on her social media on August 29th, hinting that announcement would be forthcoming. Okay, so they called their son Psalm. Will be West's ninth studio album following the 2018 release of Ye. West and Kardashian had previously teased the release of a project named Yandi, originally planned for Black Friday, before West delayed it indefinitely. In the months since, his Sunday services shows have been his most visible public appearance, with West performing on Easter Sunday at, let's see if this shows this here, let me see. Right, so here's his Easter Sunday. Eventually, Kanye made his way through hundreds of VIPs, including his wife, Kim Kardashian, West and her family, and on stage he appeared briefly atop the pedestal in the center, from which the aerial views on the live stream appeared to be a giant eye looking up to the heavens. Oh, a giant eye. The choir continued to sing with their backs toward to the crowd, and orchestra also tuned in. With a performance standpoint, it felt disconnected the way that they sheltered Kanye, Chance the Rapper, DMX, and Kid Cudi, whatever that guy is, throughout the morning. For a recovering church kid, it felt like a relief. There was no pressure to raise hands, to speak in tongues. though the choir director implored us to turn the volume up on the praise. The spiritual gift was referenced in one song while others in the crowd swayed with their arms in the air. I simply smiled when the choir remixed hymns celebrating the resurrection of Jesus with contemporary refrains like Back to Life by Soul to Soul, Back to Reality. The smell of marijuana drifted through the air. By the time the choir finally turned around to all of us in the crowd proclaiming He's alive over and over again, their heavenly harmonies and praise dancing paired with Taylor's soulful Never Would Have Made It, made for a contagious kind of anointing. A contagious kind of anointing. But at that point, I wondered if we'd get any more than 30 seconds of Kanye offered when he first stepped on stage, but I didn't wonder long. 2 hours into the set, he started to launch into All Falls Down, but had to rap his lyrics, She's So Self-Conscious, three times due to microphone issues. Even in the midst of Miracle, we're all human. Oh, yeah. Of course, Kanye descended down his mountain for Jesus Walks, parading around the circular stage with choir in tow. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fall and that fail me now. Clad in an identical purple outfit with purple and black draped dappled hair, he then sang a new song, Water, before handing it back over to the choir. DMX preached, Chance rapped, I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel safe. And Cootie made a last-minute appearance, but all of it was ultimately obscured literally by the orchestra, but also the bravado of the choral ensemble. They returned to many of the worship songs they'd sung in the beginning, again repeating the phrase, He's alive, with even more gusto. Then even they left the stage, so it was just the instruments, smooth jazz mixing with the smoke on the polo fields. No condemnation! Hey, there was no condemnation. Simply celebration of a truth we can all partake in, because in the end, it wasn't about Kanye. It was about the miracle of being alive. Wow, I can't believe I just seen that, but whatever. Oh, that's not him. Okay, anyway. Okay, so there you go. All right. And here's the Antichrist figure himself.
Oh, Atlanta, I know that you're here. Come on, pull in with us. Pull in tight. You've been here with us all morning. We want to lift our hands together as one on this morning. Anybody glad to be in the house of the Lord on today? Come on, that sounds good for your neighbor. Is there anybody that's glad to be in the house of the Lord on today? Did we enjoy the word that came forth on today? Hallelujah. God is our good God. He is worthy of all praise. Come on, you know this again today. Let's sing it all together. All over the building. Hallelujah.
Sing it again, Sopranos, lift it up. Hallelujah.
Okay, so here we go into the whole dance mode. It gives me a headache because they just keep saying the same thing over and over again, and they just keep going over and over again, the same exact words over and over and over and over and over and over again. See how all they're doing is just getting themselves completely hyped up? They're getting themselves like completely hyped up. For nothing. It's just vain repetition. What does the Bible say about vain repetition? God's word warns us about that. It says, when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Praise is very similar to that in the sense that praise is intelligent. Praise is very intelligent. It makes no sense what they're trying to do, to be honest with you. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it does remind me of this. That at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth it shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Christ is defined by the Bible. He is not defined by just saying simply saying his name. Look at this. This is the 33rd time this is in here, by the way, the word Christ, when it's in here like this. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much if it were possible they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth out of, even out of the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Look at this. I want to show you something. What Paul says here. He said, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled at Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest of apostles. He's saying, you know, you'll accept him. You'll accept him when that false one comes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I can't keep listening to that. It's just too annoying. Oh.
Our God is wonderful. Our God is wonderful.
I mean, they keep saying, our God is wonderful. How is he wonderful? Talk about how he's wonderful. You keep saying the same thing over and over again. That's what they keep saying. Oh, God is wonderful. Our God is a good God. Our God is a good God. Our God is wonderful. Our God is... How? How is he wonderful?
Yeah.
world today. Jesus, you're the only power that can save this world today. You're the only power that can save this world today.
It's like a bunch of confusion. It gives me like a headache because it's like it's just a bunch of confusion is all it is. It's so mangled and so confusing. I mean, don't you do that, church? Don't you just do that? Don't you just sit there and go? I mean, that's so stupid. I can't believe anybody. It's so brainless. Oh, they're going to keep singing, believe me. I'm going to fast forward it to the 24-minute mark because that's where it starts to get interesting, actually. I mean, I can't figure out what... I mean, he stands there the whole time, and he's just, like, standing up on stage. And he's all dressed in white. If people can't see the symbolism of this, it's like the Pope standing there.
How he works, that's how the good Lord...
He works.
He works.
That's how he works.
That's how he works.
That's how...
That's how...
The good Lord...
The good Lord...
I can't believe this is real. It's sometimes it's hard to believe this is real. That's not how the Lord works. I mean, honestly, it looks like... All right. There's going to be some people mad at me when I say this, but it literally looks like it's straight out of the jungles of Africa. It seriously looks like they just like a bunch of savages out in the middle of nowhere that were nomads with tribes out there are just running around with pagan worship, and they're dancing around a fire with a spear in their hand, and they're getting ready to eat people. That's the kind of thing it reminds me. It's the jungle. It has nothing to do with biblical worship at all. Nothing.
Don't know how, we don't know where to see this day, so we should stay.
Paul before Christ. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I have no clue what that means. So at this 24-minute mark is when some things really start. Then we'll go towards the end. But you're going to hear some of his words here. I want you to understand that how do you let somebody stand up in a church service? This is at New Birth Baptist Church. I don't know who these people are. But how do they let him stand up? Right? And do this and think that it's because it's his fame and notoriety is the only reason why they want him there. And that it'll fill offering plates. That's the reason why. Because there's nothing that he's adding to this. Oh, is that what it is? It's Eddie Long's old church. Oh, okay. I have heard of him. Wasn't Eddie Long the King James Bible believer? Wasn't Eddie Long the guy that was like the whole black gospel music artists and all that kind of stuff, and then brought in a bunch of stuff.
You are the only power. You are the only power. He is the only Jesus. Let's be specific. So we don't get it confused with I'm just a good person. There is nothing. Because the road to hell can be paved with, I'm just a good person. I'm Can it be you made it all so simple? Can it be you made it all so simple? You've done everything, you created us. You've done everything, you are the creator. The one sole creator, you are God. And we humbly, 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 humbly.
He's trying to shake the devils out so he can keep lying. So he can keep going. He's going to shake that one off.
Use me. Use me how you may. Use me. Use me every day. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me, Lord.
Use me.
Use me, use me, use me, Lord.
Use me
every day.
Use me.
Cause I know there's nothing too hard for. Nothing
too hard for God.
So, remember something, okay? All of this was based on a feeling that Kanye wanted to heal himself. So he starts these music services to heal himself. There's no contrition. There's no broken heart over sin. There's no repentance. Right? There isn't one Bible verse in all of it. Right? So what you have here is he drummed up all of this music to make himself feel better.
Power belongs. I know this. I know. I know. You sent your only son in you. Sent your only son to die for us, and all you ask is for radical obedience to you. We're not asking. You're not asking us to do the least. You know, people are like, well, at least I, how are we going to do the least when he did the most? I've seen him work miracles in my life. Work miracles in our life. You know, the devil presents so many flashy, shiny objects. I've seen everything that the devil could have showed you via TV, videos, car dealerships, jewelry, houses. And I tell you, nothing beats God. Nothing, nothing, and of sound mind. Nothing beats God. Nothing, nothing.
So when has that ever been tested for him? Right? When has that ever been tested for him?
Nothing. Let's not be concerned with the opinions of men at all. Only the opinion of God. Let's not be concerned with the validation of men at all. Only of God.
See, now watch what he's saying, okay? He's saying that you shouldn't be concerned with the validation of men. But when you stand up and minister to people, okay? When you stand up and you minister to people, and this is what you're going to do, well, look at this. This is for the bishops. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre. Right? But patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children subjection with all gravity. There are qualifications to stand up before people. Right? There are. But I want you to think about this. Think about this, though. Okay, that's for that. Now, tonight I'm going to be preaching out of the book of Acts, chapter 6. And look what God's qualifications are just to serve. It says here, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report. Right? Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and prayer into the ministry of the word. What's my point? My point is, here's some deacons that were made deacons here at the beginning, okay? Of the church here in Jerusalem. There were qualifications on these men to stand up and minister to others. But here's a guy that just says, well, I wanted to feel good, so I started this singing Sunday service because I wanted to feel good. Right?
To hold each other accountable. I know we say, oh, this is the culture, that's the culture. To be radically in service to Christ is the only culture that I want to know about. In the four walls, out of the four walls, in the school halls. Our Father Christ Jesus, thank you so much for bringing me to the home where I was born, where my mother met my daddy, and where my mother met my daddy. Thank you for saving me, for replenishing me, for delivering me.
What was he delivered from? What was he saved from?
When I found out about you and got closer to you, I got closer to my children. I got closer to my family. Because the devil had me chasing a gold statue. Had me chasing cars, had me chasing numbers. We ain't know what Billboard was when we was first making music back in Chicago. Back when I was 14 in my mama crib, we ain't know what the numbers was. Now it be all over the internet, like, oh, you only sold this much. The power of God cannot be calculated by a number, by a first week sale, by a bank account, by how many cars you drive, by how big your house is, and how many acres you got. It's God inside of us. It's God inside of family. It's God inside of friendships that we hold each other accountable. If you see somebody slipping, you tell them. They be coming at me like, why are you so judgmental? It ain't for me to judge, but I'm going to say what I see.
Well, your wife dresses like a whore. Why can't you see that?
That's another thing the devil tried to do. Why you keep on speaking up so much? I'm just pointing to the word. I have a family member who God has given a new chance at life. He went through something extremely tragic, and God gave him a new chance at life, and he's with someone, his girlfriend, so beautiful. He would definitely been prom king if this was his girlfriend back when he was high school. But he not ready to get, he got every reasons why he don't want, every reasons, that's what I said, you know, we could speak incorrect English. English ain't our original language, no way. So stop trying to be all impressed when somebody all like. So he has so many. My mom, an English professor, I could pick and choose when I want to ask the colloquialisms. But every excuse he got, I know the real reason. You still in them DMs, bro. That's why. That's the real reason why you won't go get that ring and get right with God. The fathers, if it's a household next to yours that's lacking a father, you that father now. You speak up on that block. You set that example. There is nothing to. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come on, can you say that, Lana?
I am fine.
Okay, so here you go. This website's still up. Right? In the beginning, Kanye created the heaven and the earth. Right? You can still buy that book. Right? Okay, so they're about ready to go nuts here. Here you go. It's like, what does this have to do with the Lord at all? What does this have to do with the gospel at all? What does it have to do with any of that at all? Nothing. It's just pure satanic garbage.
Thank you.
Okay, so you get the point. All right, that's how it ends. And this is what they do. So this is their church service. This is done inside of a church build, a church congregation, inside of the congregation, okay? And this is what they, this is what he holds to. There's no Bible doctrine in any of that. Nothing that was said there was biblical doctrine at all. All of it was just simply a bunch of rambling that you could basically do anywhere and get away with it. It's not a concert. This is a church service on Sunday morning. This is a Sunday morning service. So this was a Sunday service, right?
There's a petition going around.
And that's what it is, and that's... This is another one.
This is Tyler. Tyler, with Grammarly's help, is writing an email to his boss, Anita.
The same thing over and over again, the mantra, the same thing over and over again. Right?
Grammarly does more than catch errors. With Grammarly, you can...
They look like a bunch of euphoric nuts is what they look like. Anyway, so that's Kanye West worship services. Nothing really to do with Christ. Nothing really to do with the Word of God at all, period. Nothing really to do with God's Word. But it is Antichrist, and given the things that he has said and the groups of people that he's gathered together and the way that they're doing this, they are not gathered around God's Word. They are not gathered around. When you come to church at Old Paths Baptist Church, you come because you know the Bible's going to be opened up, and we're going to talk about the Word of God. We're going to preach the Word of God. We're going to everything that we do is going to be based on the Word of God. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be gathered around the Word of God. That's not what's going on there. It's not what they're doing. They're holding these worship services at different places. And it's got another spirit. Look, there's no absolutes, and there isn't anything that's going to make anybody mad. Nothing is going to offend anybody in any of that. They're not going to get offended with that. Right? They're not going to get offended by that. The Bible is what the preaching of God's word, not vainless singing where there's no actual purpose to what you're singing. It's not making a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's not singing to your into yourselves into psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. It's not singing praises unto God. It's not. Not the definitive God. There's no doctrinal statement of anything, right? There's no doctrinal understanding. They're not gathered around anything. Besides Kanye, and the only reason why people are there is because of Kanye. They're not there to worship the Lord. They're there because Kanye wants to have a jam session, or Kanye wants to have a concert. And who's not going to show up to that has a worldly spirit? And then he's invited into this other perverted church. And notice the church that he's invited into. Antichrist. It is like the Burning Man. I mean, they all have those same outfits. It's kind of weird. It's much like the charismatic movement. That's what it is. That's what it's much like is the charismatic movement. So my point is this. The Bible deals with absolutes. But the Bible also warns us that in the end times, that there's going to be a departure from the faith. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Right? It's really no different than a Kanye concert. How could you not publicly, before you came out and played music for God and said you were having worship services and you got born again and all those things, how could you not take down all the wicked stuff you ever did? Right? Repent of it publicly. Go on a world tour saying first that I was wrong and make sure everybody knows that you had an antichrist spirit about you. And when you repented of your sins and put your faith and trust in Christ and your life changed and you have a revenge against that. There's no revenge against the music he used to sing. There's no revenge against the lifestyle. He's still living it. There's no revenge against any of those things. Right? So understand this. They never come out from among them, and be ye separate, thus saith the Lord God, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. They don't. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Right? They're not there. They're of the world. And they haven't turned from it. So people get mad about this because you call that's nothing but a bunch of jungle music from the pit of hell is all that is. That's the same music that was played when Moses came down from the mount and he saw what was happening. There's no coming out of the world for those people. There's no change for those people. And it's not biblical salvation. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you came under conviction, you'd leave that wicked lifestyle. You'd be gone. Gone. Anyway. So, it's definitely crazy town, that's for sure, with all this stuff. But anyway, it's out there so people can understand. All this stuff is Antichrist. It's another spirit. It's another spirit. All that I see is a bunch of people doing things to make themselves feel better. Not true repentance. Not a turning from sin. Not a turning to Christ, not a change of life, not what the Bible says salvation is. Right? It's the same, it's a different Jesus, it's another gospel, which I'll talk about probably on Friday, because I'm going to tie it into a bunch of stuff that's going on around the world. What's happening around the world? What's happening with the government? What's happening with this push for this one world beast system? And these kind of people. And by the way, this is his good friend Donald Trump, who says he's a Christian too. And his Christian faith is what Paula White believes, who's his pastor and spiritual advisor. Yeah. So birds of a feather flock together, the fowls of the air. Anyway, all right, everybody. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I've got to cut it short here. I've been on for an hour and 47 minutes, but I'm running late. I've got to go do some working out before I go to church tonight here and before I preach tonight and everything like that. So I'm going to let you all go and hope you learned something from this. I know the music is quite annoying, but you get to see really who this guy is. And the fact that, excuse me, the fact that he has never repented is a good indication. By the way, here's a man that added to the Bible and took away from the Bible. And the Bible says his name shall be taken out of the book of life. I believe this man's a reprobate antichrist. That's what I believe he is. When you change God's word and you put your name in there and you change the Bible like that, the Bible says you're antichrist. So, anyway, I'll let you go here, but you just remember that one thing that look at Revelation at the end of the book and you'll find out that God said, any man that does that, God will take his name out of the book of life. So, anyway, all right, guys. Well, have a good night, and we'll talk to you then on Friday here sometime.